Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
While Ray Lewis and Drew Johansson ready now, the men for a possible top four finish, the NCAA's running through Saturday down in Atlanta. Last week, the women earned its 14th straight top 15 finish, 11th overall, and a feel-good story, Ray Lewis, McKenzie Lewis. Coach, father, daughter, and three-time All-American in the 200 IM, the 200 breast, and the 800 free relay.
You know, she was just a great leader all year long. She and Noelle are planning to do their fifth years. Noelle's got, obviously, her sister Anna. We're very much a family affair, I'd say. It's really been the honor of my career to get to work with my daughter in college. To get to share that experience with one of your children is something that I truly am blessed with, and that wouldn't have been possible, you know, if I wouldn't have been at Indiana.
Indiana head coach Ray Lewis on his daughter, McKenzie Lewis, the former South Panther. By the way, Noelle and sister Anna Poplowski took home four additional All-America honors as well. Good stuff from the women last week. Now, it's the men's turn. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Monday night, euphoric, iconic. It was a scene that we'll talk about for many, many years. Indiana winning on the home court, advancing to its second consecutive Sweet 16. And it was Ali Patberg's last game within Simon Scott Assembly Hall. The thrilling one-point victory over Princeton that propelled Terry Moran's Hoosiers into a 2 o'clock game Saturday with UConn out in Bridgeport, Connecticut. She's meant so much to so many. And as senior All-American guard Grace Berger was telling us post-game,
there's nobody that deserves it more than Ali Patberg. Obviously, because of the player she is and what she's done for this program on the court, that kind of speaks for itself. But, you know, the person she is off the court, you know, we talk about it all the time, but it really is true. Just how she's, you know, taken every single one of us under our wing and allowed us to have individual success. She's put, you know, the team over herself. She's just a complete team player. She does everything she can to win. So, you know, we want to work really hard for her, our leader, and, you know, give her as many wins as we can.
That senior All-American guard Grace Berger, who obviously had another big hand in that one-point victory on Monday night, leading Indiana in scoring. Hoosiers win on Saturday. They'll be in the Elite Eight for a second consecutive year. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.